Hope that Ruben Amaro doesn't trade your husband next.
Oh, jeez.
Because he's on the line with us right now. The general manager of the Phillies, Ruben Amaro Jr. Hi, Rube.
Good morning there, fellows. How's it going, lady and fellows?
We're doing great. That was Roy's wife calling in to talk about the great foundation of what they're doing to help feed families in this area, Rube. Are you more relaxed now that the deadline's passed?
Well, I'm a little bit relaxed, but I get nervous every time the guys that we just acquired go out there and perform.
Yeah. But I tell you what, then you felt pretty good about last night with Sherholtz and Lindblom, right?
Yeah, you know what? Josh did a nice job, and obviously Nate had a very, very good game. But, the proof is kind of in the pudding. We'll see how these guys perform. I think Josh will give us a little bit of stability out there in the bullpen. He's not going to save the world, but he is going to give us a little bit of stability. He's got a good arm, and he's a good makeup guy. And frankly, Nate is an outstanding defender. We know that he can play defense. He's got a great arm. He can do some things offensively as well. He's got a little power, and he showed that last night. We'll see what happens with the opportunity when he gets a chance to play.
Hey, Rube, what were the last 24 hours like? How intense were they? How many other balls did you have in the air during that? Take us through that experience, because it seemed like you had a lot going on.
Yeah, we had a lot of discussions with a lot of clubs on many different fronts. And even, as we got closer and closer to the deadline, in this day and age, with texting and emailing and that sort of thing, I mean, you can get ideas shot at you, one by one. I mean, incessantly. I mean, I can't even begin to think how many text messages and phone calls that we had over the course of that 24-hour period. But they were a ton of them, and we had a lot of discussions about a lot of players because we had a lot of players that that people would covet, but. The bottom line was we had to make a couple of really tough decisions, but we did them not just for this year but for the future, and hopefully it'll give us an opportunity to get a little bit better.
Hey, Rube, I think I know your mentality. It is always win. You want to win. You're very aggressive that way. You even admitted yourself maybe you had to take a tiny step back with the current roster to make the moves that you made. Was that hard for you to do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I tend to be a pretty aggressive person and a pretty aggressive personality. So, I want to win. I want to win as much as and maybe probably more than some of the fans that are listening here. But the fact of the matter is we just put ourselves in a very, very tough position. We didn't play well. We had some injuries we had to deal with, but we just, more importantly, we didn't play well, and we didn't play well enough to keep ourselves above water. I think at least at this stage, we're going to, we may gain a little bit of energy. Sometimes change does help. And, giving guys opportunities, giving Dominic Brown an opportunity to go out there and play, giving the guy like Nate Sherholtz, who hasn't had a chance to play every day, who's got some ability, maybe that changes things around a little bit. Several years ago, Pat Gillick traded Bobby Abreu, who is arguably one of our best offensive players we've ever had in this organization. It created an opportunity for Shane Victorino and some other guys to create some energy in the clubhouse and to create some things that probably wouldn't have happened had he not been traded. And hopefully this has the same sort of effect.
You know what's amazing about what you just said, Rube? You ended up trading Victorino to L.A., and then the next day, he took Abreu's spot. Isn't that weird?
Is that weird? That is extremely ironic. It is. It really is. And I love Bobby. And Bobby was an outstanding player. And that was a difficult thing to do, was to trade a guy who was basically a Philly icon and a stalwart for us for many, many years. I mean, our fans probably... because he was so smooth and seemingly lackadaisical in the field, he was our best hitter. I mean, clearly our best hitter. He was our Chase Utley for many, many years as far as an offensive producer. As we look back on it, when fans look back and they say, my God, look at the numbers this guy put up. The fact of the matter is we felt we got a little bit better when he was gone because we created a little bit of a different energy.
Is it possible that can happen again? I mean, we've just seen a team the last two nights, Rube, that played a lot cleaner ball and played two very good games at Washington. Is it possible that just by changing that energy, something really amazing could happen here?
You know, you stay optimistic, but I'm realistic. I mean, we put ourselves so far behind the eight ball when we got smoked in Atlanta those three games, and frankly, I was not very happy about it. But and that was probably one of the impetus behind making some of these moves. We just weren't playing with the kind of energy and desire, especially coming off the games we had at home versus Milwaukee. I was just disappointed we never carried that through. Now, obviously, Atlanta was a better club, I think, than Milwaukee. But at the same time, you know, you just feel like the players should have had a little bit more energy, and it just didn't happen for us. So, I was disappointed by that.
All right, we've been puzzling over long-term projections here and how locked in you are to the three big aces at the huge salaries. Are you locked in beyond this year with Holiday, Lee, and Hamels all being on that pitching rotation and that staff?
Well, we're locked into their contracts, but and I'm happy to be locked in. I mean, these are elite pitchers for us. Obviously, Roy has not come back and pitched quite as sharply as he typically would, but he had a good outing, and he's starting to feel like he's getting the mechanics back. If he gets to the point where he starts pitching much closer to how he pitched in 11 and 10, we're still going to have one of the best rotations in baseball. As far as the rest of the club is concerned, I mean, that's why we moved Hunter Pence and Victorino. It creates a lot of salary flexibility for us. We had a lot of money tied up in a few players, and particularly pitching, and it gives us an opportunity to maybe put some of that money into our offense, which is going to be much needed.
More wheeling and dealing, huh, Rube?
Well, I mean, we may be doing some things. I think most of the things that we'll do now are during the off season, and we may be going outside our organization. But we're going to take a look at Dominic Brown and give him a chance to be an everyday corner outfielder for us. He's got a great ability. He's really improved his defense. It's time for him to get an opportunity to play. What his ceiling is, we just don't know. He's got a great ability. He's got his head on straight now, and I think he's poised to be able to take an everyday job for us in the outfield. And we hope that he does that, because we do need good players, young players, to be able to come in and play well for us, because they're cheap, and it gives us an opportunity to spend money on some guys in the free agent market.
Hey, Rube, when you mention an energy level, everybody's natural inclination is to think of the manager's responsibility to have an energy level up. Is Charlie, everything's being assessed here. How happy are you with the management job this year?
You know, Charlie's, the issue with Charlie this year, I think, more than anything else, is that he just didn't have the weapons. I mean, when you sit there and you assess the ball club, and you look at the guys who we were missing on our club, you miss your 3 and 4 hole guys. It's not an excuse, but it is a devastating blow, especially with the way we were set up. You miss those two guys, and not only do you lose the power that they would produce in the middle of the lineup, it has so many residual effects. One, you put other guys in positions that they're not able to handle, and that was probably the case in Hunter Pence. Even though he was producing runs, it wasn't the same. Wasn't creating opportunities, and Shane Victorino, they weren't creating opportunities by getting on base and doing things that these guys in the middle of the lineup do. You know, the fact of the matter is Chase Utley works the count. He gets on base. He creates situations that some of those other guys couldn't create. Strikes out a lot, still creates a threat, and he gets on base because he walks, and so he continues innings. There's a lot of residual effects that happen by not having those guys in the lineup. And then our bullpen guys, they all went, they all broke. I mean, we had three major surgeries. We had two Tommy Johns and a right shoulder surgery, and having three of those guys out, there weren't world beaters, but they had, major contributions to our club. And I couldn't really provide Charlie with another, you know, couple of pieces to help him out in the back of the bullpen so that we could stop them from, you know, win the games we were supposed to win and bridge the gap to Papelbon. So in a lot of ways, that was my fault, not being able to produce another, you know, bullpen piece for him.
Well, Rube, I, as always, we thank you for coming out and answering all the questions the fans have had. And I gave you an A for the trade deadline thing. Al did not. Not
oh,
even
I'm
close.
Sure you did. I'm sure
I did.
No, actually, you did,
Rube. Rube, I gave you an A. I thought you made a chicken salad out of you know what. I thought you did a good job with that. But
Al and I were just a little below that.
Yeah. They were a little below the A. But
An E and F?
No, but the thing is, Rube, you probably got all A's at Stanford anyway, yeah. Right? So this is nothing new for you.
I was a C plus B minus. Yeah.
We gave you an A for playing the Dodgers off the Giants. That was a nice job.
That was a pretty good job there, Rube. Hey, Rube, thank you as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, no problem, guys.
All right. General Manager Ruben DeMauer Jr. with some thoughts. We have rebooked Peter Gammons.
Peter Gammons is very gracious. I said, look, very the GM nice called in. Yeah. And he goes, not a problem. It's 8 a.m. tomorrow.
He probably was on with the GM 5 minutes ago. So he's talking to a GM.
He's like, I already heard from Ruben.
So we're shuffling the deck a little bit. But we come back, we got a lot more ahead. I'll tell you all that when we come back. I just want to tell you that right now, if you are a maintenance manager, a purchasing manager, you own a business,